As we continue this study in the life of Joseph, we see that faithfulness just is a reoccurring theme. And the way to be promoted by God, whether on a job, in politics, or a team, maybe in school, in church, or in life, it's by persistent faithfulness. It may mean being faithful through months and months of this intense hardship and difficulty and setbacks. But in the end, one faithful to God wins. And Joseph was a faithful man of God who was sold as a slave at age 17. He would not be promoted until he was 30. For 13 years, he was a slave, and much of that time was spent in a dungeon. Now, think of that as a young person, how there's times where you're just in life and it doesn't make sense to you. But if you're a child of God, he never forgets. And Joseph never wavered in his faithfulness, and now he would be promoted to one of the highest levels of anyone in the Bible. And God's faithful servants will experience many hardships, difficulties, setbacks, but those who remain faithful to him will eventually be highly promoted and elevated by God. John Calvin said the real reason the story of Joseph is so difficult for us is because we do not want to put up with anything difficult for even a short period of time, let alone 13 years. He further says that hardships and difficulties prove faithfulness, which leads to promotion and honor. God's elevated promotions are not easily earned nor quickly given. Look at the fact that God promotes and elevates his faithful servant by giving revelation that others cannot understand. Look at verses 1 through 8 of chapter 41. After 2 whole years, Pharaoh dreamed that he was standing by the Nile, and behold, there came up out of the Nile 7 cows, attractive and plump, and they fed in the reed grass. And behold, 7 other cows, ugly and thin, came up out of the Nile after them and stood by the other cows on the bank of the Nile. And the ugly, thin cows ate up the 7 attractive, plump cows. And Pharaoh awoke, and he fell asleep and dreamed a second time. And behold, 7 ears of grain, plump and good, were growing on 1 stalk. And behold, after them sprouted 7 ears, thin and blighted by the east wind. And the thin ears swallowed up the 7 plump, full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. So in the morning, his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all its wise men. Pharaoh told them his dreams, but there was none who could interpret them to the Pharaoh. So these dreams were sent directly from God, and both woke him up from his sound sleep. The first dream had a couple of very perplexing elements for an Egyptian pharaoh. The dream was something negative coming out of the Nile River, which was foreign to the Egyptian mind because the Nile always stood for success and fertility. And then the dream was something negative having to do with cows, which were sacred to the Egyptian goddesses Hathor and Isis. But we see another reality here, that God promotes and elevates his faithful servant by causing certain authoritative people to recognize that faithful servant. Look at verse 9 with me. Then the chief cupbearer said to Pharaoh, "I remember my offenses today. When Pharaoh was angry with his servants and put me and the chief baker in custody in the house of the captain of the guard, we dreamed on the same night, he and I, each having a dream with its own interpretation. A young Hebrew was there with us, a servant of the captain of the guard. When we told him, he interpreted our dreams to us, giving an interpretation to each man according to his dream. And as he interpreted to us, so it came about. I was restored to my office, and the baker was hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they quickly brought him out of the pit. And when he had shaved himself and changed his clothes, he came in before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'I have had a dream, and there is no one who can interpret it. I have heard it said of you that when you hear a dream, you can interpret it.'" So we begin to see why God put the cupbearer in the dungeon with Joseph 2+ years prior. The thing the cupbearer remembered about Joseph was not his kind care, but his ability to accurately communicate the revelation of God. And so we see that God promotes and elevates his faithful servant who continues to give all credit and glory to God. Look at verse 16, where he says this. Joseph answered Pharaoh, "It is not in me. God will give Pharaoh a favorable answer." So it's a noticeable reality in the life of every person God highly promotes. They give the credit and glory to God for whatever is accomplished. And that's true with Joseph, and it's true of Moses and David and Paul, who taught this in 1 Corinthians 3:7. Neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that waters, but God gives the increase. And God promotes and elevates his faithful servant by giving him an ability to understand and interpret his revelation. Look at verses 17 through 32. And the word of God is powerful. That's why we read it. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Behold, in my dream I was standing on the banks of the Nile. Seven cows, plump and attractive, came up out of the Nile and fed in the reed grass. Seven other cows came up after them, poor and very ugly and thin, such as I had never seen in all the land of Egypt. And the thin, ugly cows ate up the first seven plump cows. But when they had eaten them, no one would have known that they had eaten them, for they were still as ugly as at the beginning. Then I awoke. I also saw in my dream seven ears growing on one stalk, full and good. Seven ears, withered, thin, and blighted by the east wind, sprouted after them. And the thin ears swallowed up the seven good ears. And I told it to the magicians, but there was no one who could explain it to me." Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, "The dreams of Pharaoh are one. God has revealed to Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good cows are 7 years, and the seven good ears are 7 years. The dreams are one. The seven lean and ugly cows that came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty ears blighted by the east wind are also 7 years by famine. It is as I told Pharaoh. God has shown to Pharaoh what he is about to do. There will come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt, but after them, there will arise 7 years of famine, and all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt. The famine will consume the land, and the plenty will be unknown in the land by reason of the famine that will follow, for it will be very severe. And the doubling of Pharaoh's dream means that the thing is fixed by God, and God will shortly bring it about." So keep in mind that unto this point, Joseph's previous interpretations have not done much positive for him. It got him sold as a slave, if you remember that first dream he told his brothers and his dad. It got a baker executed. It got a cupbearer promoted, while Joseph stayed in jail. Up to this point, Joseph's faithful communication of God's word had not been too advantageous for him, but that was all about to change right there and now. Because we see God promotes and elevates his faithful servant by giving him an ability to practically apply his revelation. Look at verses 33 through 36. "Now therefore, let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh proceed to appoint overseers over the land and take 1/5 of the produce of the land of Egypt during the 7 plentiful years. And let them gather all the food of these good years that are coming and store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh for food in the cities, and let them keep it. That food shall be a reserve for the land against the 7 years of famine that are to occur in the land of Egypt, so that the land may not perish through the famine." And so he not only understood God's word, he knew how to properly apply it. And then God promotes and elevates this faithful servant by causing him to be literally promoted. Look at verses 37 through 40. This proposal pleased Pharaoh and all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find a man like this in whom is the Spirit of God?" Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has shown you all this, there is none so discerning and wise as you are. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall order themselves as you command. Only as regards the throne will I be greater than you." Now, for Pharaoh to promote a Hebrew to the second in command of all Egypt is an absolute miracle of God. Not only did God turn Pharaoh's mind, but God turned all servants' minds to accepting it. Never again would Joseph sleep in a dungeon. Never again would Joseph wear rags or need a shave. Never again would Joseph eat prison food. Joseph had stayed faithful to God, and now he was being promoted by God. So you give yourself carefully to understanding and applying God's word in your life, and you will end up on top. This isn't prosperity gospel. We're talking how God defines success. It may take a while, but in the end, God's going to raise you up. He will use you. He will bless you, just like he did with Joseph.